Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The president continues to attack a group of four progressive congresswomen on his Twitter this morning. He now says the four Democrats, all women of color, should apologize to the country for the foul language they've used. He even went so far as to post a quote by Senator Lindsey Graham calling them communists who hate their own country. Our insider Phil Matera is off today, so for more, we're joined live by KPIX 5 political reporter Melissa Kane. Melissa, when it comes to apologizing for the foul language, this is coming from a president who now regularly swears at gatherings, at rallies that he holds. So is this a case of pot, kettle, kettle, pot?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I think there's a lot of that here, especially when you look at what he's criticizing them for. He says they're anti-American. They complain about this country, so they should go back to the countries they came from and, you know, sort of fix those and deal with those. Meanwhile, he became president by criticizing the country. That's kind of... It's kind of our pastime, right? I mean, he says, we got a bad deal with NATO. We get bad trade deals, for example. So he does a lot of criticizing prior administrations and the nation as well. So it's definitely, but this is something that isn't altogether new.
Okay, well, he's running for president, right? And I just look back at the last 24 hours of tweets. You got everything from China. You got him retweeting his own misstatement about his approval rating among Republicans. I mean, this is like a barrage. Why this morning? Why yesterday and today?
Well, that's really unclear. And it seems like from a strategy standpoint, just whatever you think of the tweets, just we had a perfectly good fight from a Republican perspective, a perfectly good fight between Nancy Pelosi and other sort of establishment Democrats and this group, this group they call themselves, the Squad. And they were doing just fine. And Republicans were really enjoying watching that. And then the president went and injected himself and has now made himself the target of their ire. They've now sort of created a unified front.
Yeah, it's like
where
when
there
the kids are
one.
Fighting and then you step in and now they're going to fight with you because they're not fighting with themselves anymore.
Exactly. Why let a perfectly good intra-party fight go to waste by making yourself now the target of all of them, and now they've turned on him. So the timing of this, is really questionable. It also does look campaign related, and I think you can see that by just the way these are written. One of the first tweets said, go back to the countries from which you came, which isn't exactly a Trumpian way of talking or writing.
It makes you wonder if he's writing all of the tweets.
Does it matter?
From a culpability standpoint, no, it does not. But if you're trying to figure out what is the reasoning behind this, if any, then if you've got a committee working on it or somebody else doing it, it then lends itself to maybe campaign-related activity. And so not at all absolving him from responsibility for them, but it does seem that there's a group of other folks doing this for reasons that they think are legitimate, and they think they're going to achieve something.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.